Welcome to Raju Radio.
Hey guys, we started a series last episode. Make sure to go check it out if you haven't. And we are not stopping that episode. We will still continue that, but we're just going to have other episodes that are not part of the series in between. In case you guys don't want to listen to that series or something. And we actually got a new mic.
Yeah, and hopefully the audio is better for you guys, and hopefully you enjoy it a bit more.
Yes, and this episode is going to be about
fruits. So time for our new segment, Fact of the Day. Our fact today is, did you know, this is relating to fruits, so did you know that bananas are slightly radioactive? So, if you guys didn't know, as a family, we are obsessed with fruits, and, we love mangoes and strawberries, raspberries, things like that.
Pretty much any fruit and berry we love. We are a huge fruit family, and we don't really have, like, snacks like chips. We normally, whenever people come to our house, you're like, hey, you want a banana?
Yeah, we either give them, like, some type of fruit or just, like, water, but, yeah. So,
or we specifically buy stuff for them, mm-hmm. or we have something saved just for our guests.
So, what is your favorite fruit, Dirty?
Actually, I'm not sure. I really love, like, berries and stuff, so... I'm gonna say strawberries, a favorite, banana too. What about you?
Well, for berries, mine would, be definitely a strawberry. For, like, fruits like bananas and mangoes, I'm pretty sure, it's, watermelon.
Oh, I forgot about watermelon. Yes, watermelon's definitely my favorite. It's watermelon, strawberry, and then banana. Those are my top three.
Yeah. I'm not that big of a fan with bananas, though.
So what is your number three, then? So it'll be, for you, it'll be watermelon, strawberry, and then what? Oranges? Tangerines? Because you love tangerines. So do I. They're addicting.
Wow, this is very, very hard. I'm going to say...
Ooh, mango?
Blueberries.
Oh, all right. So both of our first place and second place are the same. So recently, our mom has been absolutely obsessed with mangoes. We actually bought 3 boxes today, and each box is like 8.
3 boxes like a week ago.
Yeah, every week we buy 3 boxes. My mom buys them. She is obsessed with mangoes, and apparently the mangoes are super good this season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's mango season.
Yeah, it is mango season, but this season's really, really good, better than before. And so the rest of our family, when I mean that, I mean you and our dad, and my mom, of course, you guys love mango. Me, for one, I don't like mango. I'll eat it, but I'm not a huge fan of it like you guys are. What do you think is so special about mango?
I mean, whenever you eat it, it just gives this, like, kind of burst of flavor, and you can, like, eat this, sometimes some mangoes, you can eat the skin, and I really like that because, unlike watermelon, you can't... you can eat most of the parts, like, all of it. So, yeah, if you guys didn't know, actually, you can eat part of, the mango, skin. So, yeah.
Yeah, I actually really like having raw mango. And if you, like, mix some...
very, very good. It's very sour, too.
Yeah, it's good alone, but it... It's kind of weird if you have it alone. I personally like to have it with salt and chili powder. I mix those two in a bowl, and I just dip the raw mango in it. So I really like that.
Yeah, but I personally do not like it with the spices.
Okay, another fruit that we really have had a lot this season is jackfruit.
Yeah, we've had jackfruit recently, and we actually have some still right now.
Actually, no, we don't. we finished it. Anyway, the jackfruit has been really good this season. We get ours from HEB, and the workers are always, like, they always ask us, like, hey, like, how does it taste? Like, it's so bizarre, and it, like, hurts to hold. And we know the fruit because in India, whenever we would go, our grandparents would always get it and we'd eat it. And it's jackfruit. If you haven't tried jackfruit, you totally should. It's super sweet and so good. It just takes a lot of work to cut open and get all the fruit out.
Yeah, that's true. It feels a bit easier to eat mango that would, like, make... it's better.
I mean, jackfruit?
Yeah, sorry, jackfruit.
Alright, so I have a list of the most popular fruits in the U.S. We kind of gave our opinion on bananas already. I really like bananas. I think it, you know, goes with everything. Like, you can have it whenever... you don't want to eat breakfast, you know, just eat it. You can have it as a snack. You can put it in a smoothie. Or one of my favorite things recently is, like, putting, like, milk and then a little bit of sugar and then cutting up bananas. Yeah. It's really, really good.
You used to do that, like, every single day.
Yeah, I love it. So I really like bananas. What are your, like, exact thoughts on bananas?
From 1 out of 10, 1 is the worst, 10 is the best. I would, like, rate it a 7.5.
Ooh, me, definitely a 9. But, like, why a 7.5 for you?
Honestly, I think I like the flavor of it. I just think it's, like, the texture is way too mushy.
Sure. All right, the second one says apples. I really like apples. I like when they're juicy, and I like to keep them in the fridge because, I don't know, I feel like they're juicier, and I like them cold. And, well, the rest of my family thinks it's weird, but I know a lot of my friends agree with me. Apples and peanut butter is a great combo. I used to think it's weird, but when I tried it, I loved it, and I still do. What do you think about apples? Oh, also... I used to only like green apples, but now I like the classic red apple because the green apples are a little too sour, and they just don't work well with peanut butter. So, yeah.
So apples, yeah, I really like them actually because they're actually very, very juicy for me, and, you know, I just like juicy fruit.
So, I would rate apples an 8.
I would rate it about same as a banana. Actually, yeah, same as a banana, 7.5.
Alright, next one is grapes. So, I'm very particular about my grapes. I only eat green grapes that are hard. Like, they need to be hard and crunchy, and I love it as a snack. Whenever I'm studying, I feel like it's a great, great snack when I'm studying because it's crunchy and it just keeps my mouth moving. And I like to, like, eat a snack when I study. And I've realized that, like, fruits like grapes and blueberries are, like, the best because they're small and they just, you know. And what I like to do with blueberries, real quick, I'm going to tell you, is I like to freeze them and eat them as a snack because it's, like, nice and cold, you know. So what do you think about grapes?
Grapes are actually my 4th favorite fruit, and they came right behind my 3rd.
So what would you give grapes?
I would give the grapes a 9.
Oh, give grapes a 7 because I'm very particular, or 6.5 because I'm very particular. And a lot of the times, we don't have that. All right, next is strawberries. And both of us, we have strawberries as number 2 in our favorites. Strawberry, I just love the texture, the taste.
Like, the seeds give it some kind of, like, crunch. So, like, bananas, it's not mushy.
Yeah, I also made fruit roll-ups. If you guys want the recipe, you can go check that out on my blog. It's the very first blog that I posted, but I made fruit roll-ups and I thought they were amazing. So I give strawberries a 9.7.
I would give strawberries a 9.5.
All right, so next is oranges. We normally get cuties or halos, or I think tangerines, and they're so addicting. When I have one, I need to, like, finish the entire bag, and the bag has quite a few. And I feel like my brother's the same way. I give oranges a 8.5.
Honestly, I feel like I'm more addicted to oranges than my sister. I would give it a 9, just like grapes. So I used to be, like, absolutely addicted. It used to be my first, but now it just is, like so close to being fourth, but it is a fifth.
Yeah, we don't really buy oranges or tangerines anymore very often, so it has gone down the scale a little bit. So next one is watermelons. And that was both of our very first one. I am a huge watermelon fanatic. I love it so, so much. And I know how to get the right watermelon at the store. You tap it and check if it's hollow. And I, like, whenever you taste that sweetness of the watermelon in your first bite, it's like eye-opening. It's like what I imagine how my mom feels whenever she eats mangoes. It's just like a beautiful feeling, and the color of the watermelon is like pinkish red, and it's just beautiful. I give watermelon 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10. That is not bad. I mean, wait, that's great. Honestly, watermelon, a 9.9, because it's not like a dream fruit, which, like, totally makes you want to, like, eat it for, like, a whole day straight, right?
Oh, it is that type of fruit. I will have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snack, and dessert, and everything in between.
Well, definitely not for me, because I think, like, after you eat, like, 2 slices, the flavor kind of, like, goes away. And I also hate that when you eat watermelon and it goes down your neck sometimes and it's so sticky.
Yeah, that is a downside, but I like to cut it up and have it in cubes with a fork. So,
I mean, that's... I like it as slices. It just feels more, I don't know, just like feels more natural, I guess.
All right, so our next one is lemons, and we both really like to just take a slice of lemon, like a restaurant, just stick it in our mouth. We just love
the sourness.
Yeah, we love like sour candies and sour stuff like that. And I love to make lemonade, so also my lemonade is legendary. I would give them an 8.
Lemons, I would give it a 7. I mean, I don't really like the taste. I just like it because of the sourness.
Okay, last one is... Oh, we actually have 2 more after this, but... we have avocados. I know some people who don't think, like, avocados are fruits, but, like, they are. I love avocados. I make killer guac. Avocados are so, like, versatile.
So good. Like, I feel like the only reason guac should be used is for, like, guacamole.
Bro, guac is guacamole.
I know.
Okay. If anyone got that, let me know, because I didn't. Anyway.
The only reason avocado should be used is for guacamole.
Oh, okay. You said the only reason guac should be used is guacamole.
I'm me, so that kind of makes sense.
All right. Anyway, I give guac, avocados a 8, because, I mean, you could put them on toast for breakfast. You can have guac for dinner, and then, I don't know, for lunch. Where would you give it?
I would give it a 7, because, I mean, you can't use it for many things. As I only use it for guacamole, so yeah.
All right, so the next one is mangoes, and we talked about this earlier. I'm not a huge fan of mango, but there are some really, really good ones. I give it a 6. And the rest of our family is a huge fan of mango. So, Rishi, what is your rating on mangoes?
My rating on mango is a 9. I eat it so much. I'm very, very used to it. And I just, like I said, I just love the taste.
All right, last one. These are, again, the most popular fruits in the U.S. So, the last one is tomatoes. I hate raw tomatoes.
Oh my god, you guys don't know. No matter what it is, fried tomatoes, raw tomatoes, whatever, I just hate it so much.
Yeah, I do not like it, but tomatoes, like, when they're cooked properly, they are really good. I won't lie to you about that.
No, I still don't like it cooked.
Well, okay, I would give it a 7. How about you?
I'll give it a 5.9.
Dang, okay. That's our lowest rating of the day. So, actually, the world's favorite fruit is... Do you want to guess? Because I already know.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to guess watermelon.
No, it's actually banana. Banana is, like... it's common all around the world. I feel like some places you don't really see watermelon, or at least I haven't. And so what it says here is that in 2017, 21.54 billion tons of bananas were traded across the world, worth 14.45 billion.
A lot of pounds, money, and bananas.
Yes, and that is only for like about 14% of all fruits traded.
Okay.
Bloops!
So, if you guys didn't know, it's actually my sister's sweet 16.
Oh my god, I told you not to say that.